The constant drip of the persuasion of the world inspires us towards wrong conclusions about ourselves and the world around us. The slow advancement of worldly corruption impinged upon us inspires young men and women to have serious self-centered and self-image problems. So much so that 70.4% of suicides which succeed are male, yet only 22.6% of women succeed. Women fail to take their own lives 77.4% of the time. Men succeed 70.4% of the time. Be on guard, my friends. The rotting stench of darkness looks to creep into our thinking, persuading our lives. Take Jesus as your shield. Now here's a true story. A mother had a nagging thing going on in the back of her head that something was wrong with her son. He seemed successful at his job, made good money. His bosses seemed to have high hopes for his future promotions. But recently, he had stopped talking to her, stopped calling, and only yesterday had said he was taking a break from talking to anyone for a while. That afternoon, being worried as she was, she went to his house, went inside, and called his name. No answer. She went upstairs to the bathroom, and there in a tub of cold water was her son with no breath in his body. Written on the mirror, it said, "I am sorry. I am just so tired of trying to be perfect." His high-pressure bosses at work were sad for a couple minutes. Then they set about to hire someone else. The drip on our heads of the influence of the world invades our thinking, and we desperately need protection. I fully believe there is nothing wrong with someone telling their story about all the past badness in their lives as long as they don't linger, almost gloriously, on the darkness of it all. It is more important to tell the redemptive story of Jesus in their lives, how God delivered them and how He set their feet on solid ground. Jesus is the focus, not the badness of our past. It would be brutal to only tell of sad things and not point out the goodness of God which drips like refreshing rain on us. Once we have seen the goodness of the Lord, the downward spiral of the world becomes more apparent. The Lord is the absolute master of contrasts and comparisons. He constantly is revealing to us the contrast of Himself with the world. The leaven of the Lord pulls us up. The leaven of the world spirals us down. The leaven of the Lord says, "Be free." The leaven of the world says, "You are a slave forever, so don't even try." The Lord says, "Love endures forever." The leaven of the world convinces us love is only for a night. The Lord says, "Jesus is sufficient, and in Him you are sufficient." The leaven of the world says, "You will never be good enough, so sit down, slave." The love of God improves all it touches. The leaven of the world degrades us, then throws us away like trash. The leaven of the world inspires us to loosen our belt of truth. The causation of the Lord inspires us to higher honesty and to own the truth. The steady drip of the world deteriorates all things to rotting defilement. The steady drip of the Lord makes all things beautiful as a gift to lovers. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that is life-giving. The self-inclusive world system is only death-dealing. The drip of the world wears us down like water dripping on a stone, wearing us down if it is allowed to continuously do its work. If people receive Christ, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and wearing the helmet of faith of salvation as the defense against the world's persuasion, the wearing down drip of the world will be deterred. 1 Timothy 6:10-12. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The leaven of the world sees transgressing and lying against the Lord as normal, necessary behavior, subtly persuading us to depart from God. The kingdom of heaven says it is good for us to draw near to God and say, I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all his works. The world teaches us how to dream up and speak from our heart words of dishonesty and deceit, and that doing injustice is a good idea in order to further our personal agenda, whereas the entire basic theme of 1 John is to hold fast to truth, love, and obedience, with an additional focus on what godly hospitality is all about. The drip of the world upon us teaches us from an early age that secretly thinking you're better than everyone else is good for your mental health. God is persistent to teach us to let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves, not looking to only our own interests, but also for the interests of others.